Good evening, everybody. Welcome to yet another week. We're still here going strong of the D&D show. How's everybody doing tonight?
Yeah, all right.
Good.
I think I've, as usual, shitting a brick. I don't know why this gets me going so much, but it always does. So we'll see how we get on tonight. Cool. All right, then. So we've got the usual crowd with me, with us. As always, I am the host, co-host, and your GM for this adventure. My name is Luke. We are the D&D show, as I said, and we are currently playing Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition. It's in the name, really, isn't it? Making our way through the starter adventure set, The Lost Mine of Phandelver. With me tonight, as always, I'm joined with the usual crowd. We have got Mr. Gavin Bourne. Beer's gone to my head. Gavin Bourne, who plays
the dwarven
swashbuckler. How are you, sir?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Just relishing the last week off of work before I go back. Next week.
I think earlier on when we were kind of running tests and stuff and you dropped out while you were sorting out your camera, we were talking about what's going to happen when people go back to work.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to be all right next week?
I'll be fine. No worries. Cool.
Brilliant.
Can you remember how to do it?
ride to work on my motorbike asleep after we go on till midnight.
We were almost on time this morning. Today, so if we can get a little bit earlier, then hopefully we can finish a little bit earlier as well.
Right.
Next up, we've got James Bly playing Just Escapes, the Human Paladin. How are we today?
I'm good. Looking forward to bashing some skulls.
Brilliant. Bringing the justice. Yeah, collecting those taxes.
Shoes.
Lisa Horton? Houghton? Houghton?
Horton.
Horton. Millicent, the health. The health and bard.
That's a good IPA, isn't it?
Really good IPA. Jesus.
Half elven bard is a good IPA. It's nice. Yeah, mango IPA. It's all right. How strong is this? I need to slow down. One pant, whatever that means.
That's I don't know.
It's one pan. 5.6. That's actually quite strong. No, it's only a little tiny. It's like one of those little tiny kind of American size cans. Yeah, 5.6 though, and I'm a lightweight, so I only drink on a Tuesday, so it always goes to my head. How are we, Lisa? How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Not too bad. As I said, always filled with nerves. Feeling better. Was a bit rough this morning. Couple of rough nights sleep and a bit of a dodgy stomach today, but we're all right tonight. The alcohol will certainly help with that, I'm sure.
Yeah, it'll
be like an IPA to settle the old belly, innit?
This is it. We should be all right, but if I have to pause the game to run to the loo, I do apologise in advance. And then that was the beautiful dulcet tones of Sean Lee. Gnome Druid Pock. Hello. With his duck. Have you got a name for the duck? Have I asked you this before?
It's
just duck.
Duck the duck.
Good.
Nice.
Are you
all
right?
Yeah, well? Good. I've been outdoors today. I haven't been outdoors for what feels like forever. So yeah. I've had a nice little top up of vitamin D.
Good.
Dust the old cobwebs off. Yeah, no, I'm all right.
Lovely.
It's been nice to see what outside looks like.
Yeah. No, we've been getting out quite regularly, going for walks and stuff, especially since we got the dog, going off for walks. So I went to that's a lie. I was about to say I went to my first supermarket. I've nipped to Asda a couple of times throughout the lockdown, but I did my first proper shop with the wife today. Went to Aldi and it was bloody horrible.
Shopping always is horrible.
It's just so scary now. No one seems to care anymore. And you literally have to just dive out the way of people. It's insane.
That is really what it's like. Certainly in Aldi. My wife's been doing all the shopping throughout. Like, she's just been nipping off her own and going shopping. But unfortunately, she's not allowed to drive at the moment. She's just had to store in her car. So the past week or so, I've been taking her and just sitting in the car outside with the kids while she goes in and does it. But today was just like, sod it. Everyone else is relaxed. Let's go in. But it was horrible. Absolutely horrible.
And it is.
People just getting right up in your business, man. Like, it's just... Oh, well.
Shopping's never fun anyway.
Yeah, if you...
exactly.
No, that is it as well. But, I mean, if you believe the hype, then it's all the... Not the hype, the conspiracy theorists, it's all out of bollocks anyway, so... Invite, you know, who can hear that.
Well, that's the problem, though, isn't it? Because then if it's all right now, then they've got more ammo.
Yeah. So. Yeah, absolutely. I hope it is all right, though, you know. But, I mean, I do hope it's okay. I want life to go back to normal. And enough people have died. But that is the thing, is that people have died. And it's not it's not just people saying, oh, you know, more people die of the flu. Well, no. Like, the figures state excess deaths. That means that there are like 50,000 people who have died more than normal, like on average. So there's no denying those facts. So, you know, anybody out there who believes that conspiracy theory can piss off. Unlike the conspiracy theorists who believe that 9/11 was an inside job, you guys are bang on the money.
I mean, that's its own podcast.
I'm sure it's been done.
Where he weighs up conspiracy.
Yeah, that one and the
Loch Ness Monster, the Yeti, and 9/11.
Dogs can look up.
First episode.
Dogs can look up, man. They look up. Mate. No, the one I like. Have you heard the one? It was quite old now, so you probably have. But you heard the one about Avril Lavigne? You hear that one?
Oh yeah,
that she died, and then her body double took over and stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
of course.
That's quite
just like
same with Paul McCartney. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. My wife said, "Yeah, that was true." yeah. Anyway, enough about that. Go. That's a different podcast, which has probably been done. Tory wankers. Are we going to go over that again this week? Fuck me. Another podcast.
No conspiracy there, they're all just wankers.
I was seething this morning. I had a bit of a to-do with some guy on Facebook this morning. And in the end, I was just like, just fuck off. Literally, just fuck off. And I had to turn off my notifications because I was like, literally about to have an embolism. Like, it's just... All this stuff that's, you know, mainly going on America, but it's going on in England, you know, and it is the whole Black Lives Matter thing. You know what? Like, again, just fuck off. Just fuck off. Stop trying to justify your racism. You know, all this fucking White Lives Matter stuff and All Lives Matter. Fuck off. Just fuck off. All right.
Yeah. It's true.
Well,
that's what started it. It was.
Yeah,
of course.
There was a football, like football match last night where some twat hired a plane to fly over with a big old sign saying White Lives Matter, and that's what it was all about today. And he was like, well, give me some facts, you know, there I want concrete facts that prove that White Lives isn't a racist slogan and that there is such thing as systemic racism, institutional racism. And
I was like, you're having a fucking laugh.
It's not my job to give you that, and if you can't be bothered to go online and research it your fucking self, then you're just an ignorant fucking tosser, you racist pig. Piss the fuck off. Oh, mate. So let's play some Dungeons and Dragons. Let's play some Dungeons and Dragons. We probably just lost. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? They're all carrying like English Defence League badges and shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got some people in the chat as always. So let's just say hello to the crew.
Isn't it weird?
He's not sure.
Funny that,
the whole.
There's no one protecting statues anymore.
Hello, Sycon Sen. Hello, Flak 38. Hello, Lecky MacGon, our fan from Denmark. Pleasure to see you again, Lucaru. Hello, Dazbray 303, and that's Peter. Yeah. Hello, Peter. Oh, Gavlar. So, Gav, you're in the chat. Hello, Gav. We've got Fires of Athelin. Now, these guys I've been chatting to on Twitch. Not Twitch, on Twitter. Seem like really good guys. From the UK. Down, I want to say, in... Nope, I've lost it. Near Somerset, but not Somerset. There's a big city down there. Bristol, I think. Yeah, that's the one. Really nice guy.
Are there any racists in the forest that we can call?
And they
just
have
all of the
got,
goblin noise and
their
whatever.
Own stream and podcast that has just launched this week, I think. So check them out. Fires of Athelin.
That's not right.
They basically developed their own system to play with as well. It seems really interesting. They started off modern and on 5e, but from there they basically stripped it back, added in more customer optimization, added in more to change the magic system. They've changed the way that combat works in. They've made it a little bit more deadly with like more kind of locational hits and stuff like that. That, you know, they said that I was chatting to him, and there's a role-playing system I used to love when I was a kid called Rollmaster, and they did an offshoot of that called Middle Earth Role Playing, where the combat was deadly, and when you attacked, like, you'd get critical hits, but it wasn't based on a natural roll of 20; it was just based on how good you were. And so you could end up killing people with one hit if you rolled well enough. Because and they like you would roll a D100 to see where you are. It was a fantastic system. Really complicated, and they said they've actually there's my dog
Devon.
Bristol.
And they said they've used that for some inspiration. So it sounds like a fantastic system that I really want to know more about. So as soon as that podcast drops, I'm going to be all over that. Moving on, Jam Boink. He's been here before. He says finally managed to make it. He's missed the past 2 weeks because he was no lifing playing Valorant. Managed to give it a break for tonight to watch. So thank you very much, Jambo. It's good to see you back. And then Fires of Athlean says nice presentation. So cool. That was all designed by Sean, Mr. Pock. So if you like what you see and you want maybe something designed for yourself, and Sean's your man, hit him up.
Give me work, please.
Yeah, hit him up on Twitter, or more likely you prefer Instagram, which is on the screen, at Sean F. Lee, if you want any graphic work or anything done. You're also a videographer. You do like photography and videos and weddings and sound engineering and stuff as well. You do like stage shows and
a lot of event work on the tech side of things. Yeah. But yeah, lots of video bits, graphic design.
Cool.
If you ever need a backup photographer at weddings, by the way, Sean, I have done, yes, in the past.
Oh, excellent. Oh, sweet. Yeah.
If you ever need number two, give me a shout.
Maybe if we ever get to the point of doing a Patreon, we can make that one of the stretch goals of like,
would be a wedding.
If you want to give us £100 a month and then you can have a free photo shoot or something. Daz Bray, so Pete says this intro went places. Yeah, it always does. And that's about it. Fires of Athlean says thanks for the shout out, looking forward to the show, and did someone say dragon?
Bum, bum, bum.
Bom, bom, bom. How about that for an intro? There we go. They did. Somebody did say dragon. So who's going to roll the D20 tonight? Who is going to go first and give us the catch up for all the people at home?
Ooh, I rolled a 6.
I'm going to roll the one that I've not been rolling well on.
17.
Oh, 18.
Yeah.
15.
Sean Chazot.
Is that you then, Pock?
Right. Yes. I've not organised my notes, so we'll see what happens here.
Yeah.
How far back are we going?
Well, I mean, kind of paraphrase the general story for any new listeners, and then just give us like what everyone wants about what happened last week and this dragon.
Give us a quote.
Right. Be ready to be paraphrased like you've never been paraphrased before. So at some point, I don't even know where to start. I bumped into some guys who were in a cave, and they were delivering some stuff to Phandalin on behalf of a fella called Gundren. Gundren got kidnapped by some goblins, and we lost him and someone else. So anyway, fast forward, we're in Phandalin, right? And Phandalin is full of these things called red brands, and we're still looking for Gundren. We get asked to wipe out the red brands because they're being naughty in the city of Phandalin. We bust into a cave and do so. There's a fella called Sildar. Now, Sildar is friends with Gundren, and he's a member of the Lord's Alliance. And he has a friend called Iano, and Iano's gone missing. He's come to Phandalin looking for him. What's he playing at? Where's he gone? It turns out that Iano is the head of the Red Brands, and going under the pseudonym of Glassstaff. This is terrible, sorry.
It's all right.
So we chased him out of the cave. Various things died, including some of us. So now we had a chat to some villagers, looking for Glassstaff. We need to find him. He's been chatting to a guy called the Black Spider, who runs Cragmore Castle. Very naughty person indeed, or whatever he is. We believe that he is after the mine that Gundren and his brothers have possibly found.
The Lost Mine of Phandalba.
That's the one. Insert title here. So anyway, we've headed to Thundertree because we heard that the guy called Radoff has headed there after talking to some of the villagers. Radoff knows the location of Cragmore Castle. So off we pop to Thunder Tree. We got there. Uh-oh, watch out. There's plant monsters and zombies. none of which we've... Oh, no, we came across some little plant monster things. Killed about 8 of them. We did
encounter zombies as well in the tavern.
Oh, yeah, there were zombies. I forgot about that, yeah. Zombies on the way there. There were some dusty little fuckers, weren't they? And the dust made us feel a bit oozy. Bit like hay. It was like hay fever and asthma all in one episode. So, yeah, we've done that. Had a chat with Rudolph, who was disguised as a squirrel. He's absolutely mental. And now, for some reason, we trust him to lead us into the deep forest of Neverwinter to find the black spider. Why not?
Hasn't he written on our map?
He's driven it. Yeah, he's done us a map and troops, right? Kind of our guide, isn't he?
Sorry, that was awful, but you know.
No, that's pretty much it.
Rough gist.
That's the rough gist of it. Absolutely, yeah. So we ended off last week where you just killed off some of these twig blights, and it will kind of look kind of like Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy. You just killed off a load of them, and then the squirrel comes out, and then poof, Rudolph appears before you as a human. He's a druid. He can change shape just the same as Pot can. And he tells you to bugger off, basically. He's like, this place is dangerous. Didn't you see my sign? What are you doing here? There's blood muscles and zombies. Go away. Hey, you're madness. And then you say, oh, actually, we're looking for you. We were told by Quellen Alderleaf that you knew where everything was around here, and that if anybody could help us, you could. And we need to find Cragmore Castle to rescue our friend Gungeon. And he is like, okay, if it means you're going to leave, then yeah, sure. Because between you and me, there's a fucking dragon around here, yes. And you're going to get it. And then I think we pretty much left last week with you guys going into his little hut to basically, I don't know, we decided because I think we worked it was probably about midday, sort of early afternoon-ish by that point. So it's whether or not you wanted to kind of just be like scarpering straight away, or whether you were going to stay there for the rest of the night and rest up before you leave or not. So basically what he did is... so it's up to you guys.
What do you think, guys? Really? Think we should...
Long rest would be nice.
Long rest or just bugger off?
Rest we get off that
How far have we got to travel?
Okay, so I haven't added it to your map, but he did scribble it on your map for you. So you are up in Thunder Tree, ping, and you need to travel to approximately... It's about there.
Okay, so we got either travel
we went past it.
Yeah,
yeah. It's just in the forest.
Can we travel to light sundown and then camp?
Basically,
we could travel to sundown and then camp.
Sundown and then
camp. Or we could go to Helmshold and camp there.
So I mean, Helmshold is only about 10 miles away. So it's not far at all. So you could I think it's what you did on your way here. You slept over at Helmshold like last night. So you could head back there. So
What's going to make it so that we end up at the castle in daylight or nighttime? What do we actually want to do?
Yeah, I mean, you can plan that.
Well, that's what I mean. So I think we're getting closer to Cragmore Castle before we camp.
What's our approach going to be when we get there? I think, Sean, you mentioned disguising as Red Brand.
Yeah, we've got our Red Brand cloaks. I think if we at least have them on first and foremost, so that if anyone does see us, we're not instantly attacked, or we're at least questioned.
Yeah, definitely a good idea.
Save a few hit points.
So it's about.
But yeah, we want to slug it all the way through the forest from Thunder Tree. We don't really, do we?
No, but we can skirt the forest.
The forest is a really dark, magical, dangerous place. It's not inherently evil. It's kind of ambiguous, really. It doesn't care about good and evil. It's just leave me alone, kind of. It's got, people say it has a mind of its own, so it doesn't like intruders. So when people do kind of build up campments around it, it's always on the outskirts, like Thunder Tree, or, you know, like where Cragmore Castle is. And of course, forests being forests, potentially, when that was originally built, wherever it is, perhaps the forest wasn't actually quite there at that point. Maybe
it's grown out
over. Yeah, you don't really know.
How far are we to that? Sorry, I don't know. You had the measurements up.
I did. So basically, it's about 2 days travel if you go directly. So you would want to, if you wanted to go to Helm's Hold first, you'd be looking sort of at kind of going kind of like that. So you're looking at roughly at 2 days if you want to skirt the outside. You could, of course, try and go straight down to sort of like skirt the outside
and then go camp in. Out somewhere.
I mean, it's still basically the same, but you could do that if you wanted to.
Well, Cragmore Hideout, is that where we all met?
It is. Yeah, Cragmore Hideout is where you met originally. That was the cave full of goblins where you rescued Sildar originally.
Was it worth
going there and camping out there?
And then heading in from there. At least it's familiar territory.
It is. Bearing in mind that when you left it, you left some goblins still there.
We left goblins there, so there's a chance. Yeah, they've reinforced.
Yeah. And just because, like previously, basically they bargained for their life to be left alone. But if they have got reinforcements, they might not be so willing to do so again.
What do you want to do? Helm's Hold for a long rest and then onwards?
We're going to get a long rest out of wherever we stay.
Yeah, I think if we go down to the edge of the forest near to Cragmore Castle and just sort of camp up.
Get there as quick as possible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 100%.
Just on the outskirts then.
So we'll take a day's travel on the edge of the forest, get as close as we can in the day, camp, and then...
Yeah,
up in the morning.
That's fine. Okay, cool. So you do that. Now, to make things everything a little bit more simple, make it a little bit more listener friendly. Episode 9 of the podcast, the infamous episode 9 of the podcast dropped today about an hour ago or just over an hour ago. It was for
-4 downloads.
Yeah, like for in terms of viewers kind of enjoyment, it was not the greatest episode we've released because it was basically a bit of shopping and then traveling and nothing else happened. So you know what, we're just gonna fucking montage it. We don't need to do every day and I don't need to roll for random encounters. We can just kind of skip over that. All right, so whatever way you go, it's fine. It is dangerous, but you know the way now. You know what to look out for. Maybe you don't camp quite so close to the forest and you stay maybe a bit more 5 or 10 miles away from the forest rather than skirting quite so close. The weather holds up. I mean, it has been a bit stormy the past couple of days on your original travel, but it does look like it's starting to clear. There is, it's quite hot during the day, actually, in case you hadn't noticed. I'm kind of basically just copying what's happening in real life. So all of a sudden it's really hot. So it is a bit of a slog now with the weather. It's cleared up and it's hot. But you make it. It's a beautiful piece of land, rolling hills, the forest on the horizon at sort of 5-10 miles away. It looks peaceful and serene. And, considering you all are aware of the rumours and the stories about what happens in Neverwinter, it's hard to believe when you're this close to it because actually it looks quite nice. But other than that, the journey is very much uneventful, okay? Just to move things forward. Cool. So do you want to arrive there at the daytime? What kind of sort of time of day do you want to kind of try to arrive?
I think earlier the better, isn't it?
Yeah, so kind of in the morning?
If we're going into the forest, you guys reckon?
Fair enough,
yeah. It might take us a bit of a while to find it as well.
Okay. Yes.
We're not trying to. If we were trying to like sneak in, maybe nighttime would be better. But if we're just going to walk up, disguised as Red Brand, and try and convince someone that we're supposed to be here, that's the question. Like, how are we actually going to?
Yeah. I don't know because I don't think that goblins and bugbears and stuff like that are just going to be our main problem. Because I remember. No. There was mention of spiders and other things like that.
Like, who's to say they're going to even like let Red Brands in? Like,
yeah. I think Red Brands was really just while we're trying to find it.
Yeah, no.
If we put the cloaks on, at least we've.
Oh, it's worth a punt,
an
for sure.
Excuse.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking that once. Once we find it, then wait until night to maybe try and sneak in. But at least locating it in the cloaks might. Be an easier task, providing we're not fighting monsters that have no idea what's happening.
Why don't we try and figure out while we're finding the castle if there are any patrols and where they go?
Troop should be able to.
Troop should be able to give us an idea of.
Yeah, Absolutely. I told you we could find the patrol. We could stalk them out. Yeah, yeah. I know the kind of... It's easy to know when you know what you're looking for, you can spot goblins. You know, most people, you know, goblins step lightly. We're sneaky, you see. But if you know what you're looking for, we can find them, definitely. So what do you want me to do? Do you want to do an ambush? Do you want to find some tracks?
Tracks.
I think tracks, yeah. Tracks would be a good shout.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
as least encounters as possible for now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the other thing to bear in mind as well, of course, is that you've got the wild shape ability as a druid. You could potentially turn into a squirrel and just run into the forest and scout it out and then come back. And then all you need to do is have a short rest and you'll be able to get that back.
What kind of creatures would I know more likely to be sort of not, you know, if they were to see a giant spider, it'd be like, oh, that's fucking weird. But if they were to see a deer, is that more passable?
Absolutely. I mean, a deer, they might try and hunt a deer. A giant spider, they might be a bit more wary of. But if they think that they were threatened, then potentially they might attack it or they might... run away. I mean, it depends whether it's a hunting party. They might be more inclined to try and kill it or capture it to keep it as a pet. You just don't really know.
I mean, I've got a wolf on there, not a dire wolf, but a normal sized wolf.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good.
Not likely to hunt that for food.
No.
Yeah, or attack it.
Yeah, because it might be a pet.
The advantage of that, of course, is that wolves have the advantage on perception checks that involve
stealth.
Your senses, and so like if you were to turn into a wolf, you've met goblins before, you can have a sniff of droop use that to track him down, make a couple of, you know, take a couple of rolls. What we'll do is we'll do a couple of sorts of like perception or like survival tracking rolls to see how long does it take you to find it, because if you wanted, you know, like I said, you're aiming to get there early in the morning, but if it takes you longer to find it, that might become afternoon or it might become evening, you know, as you're looking for it. But then even then, there's nothing to say, okay, now we found it, we're going to sleep and wait an extra day and go in the morning.
Oh, do you think we're likely to get a long rest in before we go too much further?
The short one.
I mean, the long rest is just every night. So you've had your long rest already, like at some point, because it's a two-day trip. So when you're roughly halfway, you'll sleep up for the night. So you'll have your full hit points back, all of your spells back, everything like that, all your abilities. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, you can get to the outskirts, you can run in and scout around for an hour or so and then come back and take a short rest, you know, just to get that shape change ability back. Or if it takes longer and it ends up getting to the point where actually we need to push on.
Well, I'll,
it's up to you.
I'll do that to start with. If I come back and haven't found anything, I've got cast without pass without a trace, which is a concentration, so I can give that to everyone else and go back into wolf form.
I'll need it as well because I've got a disadvantage on stealth.
Yeah, okay. I mean, the pass without a chase, I mean, it only lasts for a short
time. An hour.
Yeah, okay, so not a massive amount of time.
Yeah.
You could do that.
I think you and Droopy head in. Well, maybe you don't need him, I don't know, but get the land and then figure out, if you can, you know, whereabouts the past, how far out we would need to start stealthing before.
Yeah. I'm going to head in as a wolf. Any kind of suggestions? What am I looking out for? What do you know? How can you help me here?
Well,
Droopy baby.
You know, as I said already, us goblins, we're sneaky. We're very light-footed. And we're very good at hiding. So when we hunt, we're quiet. We're like animals. We're like wolves. Yeah, yeah. So... finding tracks, it could be difficult, but at the same time, if we don't know that we're being hunted, if we think we're the hunters, we're not going to be taking quite so much care. So footprints, if you find camps, then the certain types of food that you'll be looking for, you know, we don't eat the same as you pale skins, you know, so... things like, well, kind of like you, really, given half an opportunity, kind of like man flesh and things like that, if you can find it, scraps, things like that. But otherwise, same as anyone else, really, like, you know.
Well, I think, should I head in with him? Or should we?
Yeah, I was going to say, is it worth taking Droop in with you?
You'd get a lot more ground covered on your own if you're going as a wolf.
Yeah.
It'll be slower with him.
I'll go in on my own. and he can at least keep an eye on everyone else.
Cool.
Just in case.
So nice and simple. Just make
not that it's going to help you guys, but you know,
make me a couple of perception checks with advantage, just to see if you can find a trail.
As me or as a wolf?
Well, if you're in wolf form and the wolf stats are better than yours. Well, I mean, you need to be a wolf to get that advantage. So I'm assuming that. But yeah, like you can choose to use yours or the wolf's, whatever is better.
It is exactly the same. And I get a +4 stealth as a wolf. So
roll with advantage.
So that's a natural one. Oh, no, with advantage.
Yeah, so roll again.
Wait, that's a 9 + 3. So 12 for perception.
12. Okay, so... You do scout around, you end, and you kind of how close at the moment are you want to get into the woods?
Let's go a few hundred meters or so.
And everybody else, are you staying sort of on the border in the woods, or are you staying like a few miles away?
Staying in the camp, I think.
Yeah, campsite.
Yeah. So where would you have made your campsite? I mean, you learned your lesson camping a bit too close to the woods before when you got attacked by ghouls. So would you have stayed maybe 2 or 3 miles away, or would you be camping close to the woods?
As close as we can get, 2 or 3 miles is fine.
Yeah. Okay.
2 miles from the edge of the tree line.
So again, you can kind of see it a couple of miles away looming. And Pock as a wolf runs off. To travel 2 miles in your war form, it only takes you a few minutes, really, 5-10 minutes maybe top, and you're sniffing around. You start sniffing around the edge of the woods, and you spend a long time. You know that your hour that you've got is you know, you can start feeling that your normal form, your goblin form, you can feel the magic starting to wear off, and you've scouted around, you know, and you've go up and down the edge of the woods here, but you just can't find that that any kind of real goblin scent, surprisingly. If you want to stick around for another hour, you can roll again.
Yeah, I'll if I have to, I'll burn another wild shape.
Mm-hmm.
Can I roll that again then? Yeah, advantage,
absolutely. Yeah,
that's better. So 13, 16 for perception.
Brilliant. So you do one extra kind of turn. You sniff some different spots this time. You go maybe into some more bushes, and you get into a little bit, that little bit closer, and suddenly you get this foul stench that is unmistakable. You've smelt it before. You've tasted it. You've tasted that ball sweat before. And you've got the scent. You start following it slowly now. You're moving, you know, you're not racing, but you find it. After about 30 minutes or so, you do find a large open space. So basically, you see a castle. Technically, it's not a castle. I had this in one of my old groups. It's a keep, because a castle is like all the out walls that go around it and everything. It's a keep, technically, if you're going to be pedantic. And so the castle consists of 7 crumbling towers of different sizes and heights, but the upper stories are all in varying states of collapse. A short flight of steps leads up to a terrace in front of the main entryway. Past the wreckage of a pair of sundered doors lies a shadowed hall. Round towers loom over the entranceway, and there are dark arrow slits looking down on the terrace. You're still presumably in the woods looking at it. Did you want to kind of scout around it and have a look?
Yeah, I will. I'll head around the sort of perimeter and see if there's any. So I'm specifically looking for entrances and ways in.
So everybody else, pretend that you can't see this. But so what can you see? This is a bit shit because of the vision of sight. So it's daylight, so you can see all the way around it. You should actually be able to see up here. That should be the doors that we mentioned before. You probably wouldn't be able to see that far in because you're at the wood still. You should be able to see the shape of it. And you're skirting around. I don't know how far you can really see. So you can see around this top side. You walk around the north side. You can see all the walls and the towers. They're all crumbling down from the top. So you can't climb into it, but it's just like you can see that once upon a time there was an upper level which is all just fallen through and collapsed, and there's just piles and piles of rubble.
Yeah, cracking. Lovely. Right.
So down this bottom half you can see there's a pathway that leads up to a set of steps here. When you were around, let me just take you back up. Right, so when you're around the north side, I would like you to roll me a perception check. So this old advantage thing for being a wolf, can you read it to me so I know exactly what it says?
Yeah. Keen hearing and smell. The wolf has advantage on wisdom, brackets, perception checks that rely on... Oh, rely on hearing or smell, sorry.
No, just be without advantage.
Okie doke. 16 plus 3, 19.
Lovely. I don't even need to look. Cool. So what you notice, basically, here, quite cleverly, it doesn't look right to you. As you're walking around and you're sniffing, you're eyeing the place up, and you're also bearing in mind that you know, again, this feeling, you know that you haven't got long. You can feel the magic. You've probably only got a few minutes left. It just doesn't look right. And you stare at it with those keen wolf eyes, and you suddenly notice that it flutters a little bit when in a slight breeze. And you realise that quite cleverly, there's like a sheet, basically, some canvas that's there. And as it moves, and then maybe you move up a little bit to look at it at a different angle, you can just see inside it. And you can see that actually, it's been covered in brick dust and things like that. And it's very cleverly done. It looks like that there's some kind of extra entrance around there as well. And I assume that you're probably going to want to go back to everybody. Cool. Fantastic. So with that in mind, you know they're a couple miles just outside the woods, and you're not very far in either. So pelting it out there. Now you know the way. You don't need to walk slowly because you're not sniffing anymore. You can just run full pelt. And you just about get to the edge of the forest, 5 miles, which you can probably run in about 10 minutes. Before all of a sudden you're running along as this wolf, all four, and then you're just hoping you can just get an extra 5 minutes when you just stumble and you fall over and do a roly-poly, and you're lying on your back as this short little gnome.
Bastard. Bollocks.
And you're going to have to walk the rest of the way because you've used both of your things. So to walk an extra couple of miles will take you probably about 20 minutes, half an hour.
Hello, guys. Oh, fucking hell, that's a long way.
Took your time.
So the good news is I've found the castle. You'll be pleased to know.
Good, though.
Yeah, excellent. It's quite a derelict sort of place, but
Your duck waddles up to you from around the campfire. It's like, quack, 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 quack. Pleased to see you. You know, it's a bit worried. You've been away for a couple of hours.
Go into Pock when he's
I think we've made the joke before, yeah, but
he's out
there. It can't. His equipment can. It doesn't I've had to leave him there. Unless you
There was a few entrances. There's on the north side of the building, I have found a particular entrance that is looks like they've tried to hide it, you know. Sounds like the way in for me. Other than that, there's some main doors on the east side of the building. For what I could see, looked like a few bedrooms and an entranceway and some beds. So I'm not sure that would be a particularly good way to go in, especially if there's anything residing inside that room. It's either the front door. Enemies? No, I couldn't see anyone in anyone or anything. Whether they're hidden beneath, it seems like the entrance on the north side would go down. Again, like the Red Brand Castle,
like a terrace. Yeah.
It kind of feels like underneath. Maybe, yeah, the main, the good shit's underneath. but there are bedrooms and things what I could see through certain windows. On this top floor, but there's no front doors. It's quite a disheveled building. So it seems that underneath would be the place where shit might go down, I think.
Sounds like a plan, guys. I'm just going to reboot. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah. No, okie doke. Fuck, where did he go? How did he do that?
Bird just kind of starts glitching as these pixelating, and this is like,
I took the red pill this morning.
He's just like, starts walking around in circles backwards,
like in Austin Powers.
Yeah.
The Fembot.
Oh,
should we hold fire for a second while he's.
Yeah, absolutely, if you want to. Yeah. Everyone seems to be in grace. We've got 13 viewers. Hello, everybody. Hello, we've got Troy Tempest has just joined as well. Hello, Troy Tempest. So, yeah.
Pop can have a short rest.
Lekker yeah. Mekon says west, yeah. Never reached Shredded Wheat. So the main entrance on the west side, not on the east west. Side.
There's,
west side.
Yeah, so basically, I mean, you wouldn't have seen it as I was moving Sean around, would you, of course? So, yeah, basically, he would tell you that... on the west side, there's some steps that go up to a platform where the main front door is. You can't see in there. As you go round it, there's lots of different towers. I think the keep is made up of about seven different towers, and they're all odd shaped, all different sizes and heights. It's quite bizarre architecture. The arrow sticks as you go around. I mean, you saw what was on the map, but you probably wouldn't have seen those beds because they're all above the ground.
Sorry. I was wondering about that. Yeah.
But doesn't matter. Then you found on the north side there was this what looked like the fake door with the cloth hanging around. Nothing too much exciting from the east side at the back of the castle, and then down the south side there was it was walled off so you couldn't quite see it, but I did move you a little bit round so you could. There's basically some steps that go up to something, but you would have had to have gone right up close to the castle to see where they lead, but they do go up, you could have investigated
that
if you wanted to.
Yeah, that was where the path was going, is that right, on the south side?
Yeah, exactly.
We're running out of wolf spunk though, weren't you?
Basically,
yeah, it was getting a bit tasty.
When we do go for that entrance, we better cast that stealth thing that you've got, otherwise.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Clumsy
clanging around in your heavy.
Yeah, when you describe all of this and you said about how you think there might be a lower level, Jupe's like, nah, not from what I remember. I've only been there once, but I never saw any lower level. But yeah, there's some barracks and there's a dinner hall. There's a shrine as well. Yeah, there's like some kind of temple in there.
Have we got anything we can poison the soup with?
I don't think you do.
Just piss in it.
Yeah, maybe. Let's have a look at the shrine.
But that's a shame, isn't it, that we haven't got any poison, because that would be handy.
Unless goblins are poisonous.
Droop's like, yeah, there's a shrine in there to our god, human god's rubbish. We've just got, one great powerful god. He provides all our food. The other gods exist, all right, but they're nothing in comparison to Maglabie. What a goblin D word that is. Maglubie or Maglubiet, maybe? I don't quite know the pronunciation. I'm just a crap goblin. Anyway, yeah, there's a shrine. Some bedrooms, a barracks. I've personally was only there the once, came down from the crags, and then was sent down to Phandalin from there. But I did spend a day there, but in the mess hall and in the sleeping quarters.
Would you be willing to fight against fellow goblins for us?
I, as I have said repeatedly, owe you a life debt, a goblin's honour, and he stands up all tall, 3 foot of him, and he's like, until that debt is repaid, I am by your side, unless it seems like it's a really bad idea, in which case maybe I might run away. But, you can't blame a goblin for looking out for numero umero, really, can you?
Does that stretch to my team as well? You're going to save their life and all if they get hurt.
I won't put myself in any unwanted danger, because that would just be stupid. But I will do whatever I can do to save your life if I can, because you saved my life. And once that debt is repaid, then maybe we can re-bargain the deal.
You ain't getting your shoes.
No. Oh, come on.
No, we'll buy you a brand new pair.
Oh, these shiny ones.
Yeah, nice shiny pink ones.
With big bells on them.
Mm. Oh, bell shoes. I always want some bell shoes.
Yeah.
I can finally live out my childhood dreams as a member of the... River dance.
It's Lord of the Dance.
Yeah. Right.
Fair enough.
So, presumably, you're going to want to take a bit of a rest to catch your breath. You just spent 2 hours running around the walls. So,
Fox's wolf form back.
Yeah, so you can do that, and then you head in. So it will take you a little bit longer. Now you're all moving on foot, so I think it was... I can't bother to swap blade screens again, but I think it's like...
You're sure of...
Probably you were a couple of miles away from the forest. It's about 5 miles in, so you're probably only about 10 miles away at tops. So you can do that. Walking through the forest, it's dense. There's vines everywhere. There's, you know, certain areas where you just can't go anywhere. And sometimes when you're walking around, like, you think there's a pathway, and then you start going, and it's almost like everything just moves, and you get turned around. But luckily, you know, Pock, you already know the way, so even though you're not a wolf anymore, you can still go, no, it's definitely this way, and you recognize certain trees, and eventually you make it after about an hour or two of walking. So
can I put my red cloak on?
Absolutely. You guys want to put your red cloaks on? That is absolutely fine. Cool, so you've got your red cloaks on. Do you guys, you're more interested in the top, aren't you? So let's, you said you wanted to go to the top.
Should I
cast it?
Yeah, let's go for it. I'm gonna cast Pass Without a Trace.
That's fine.
On everybody, please.
Yeah,
that's a plus 10 to stealth checks. Cool. Just so you know.
So if everybody could roll me a stealth check then, please, as you're moving around the edge of the forest and trying to get in there. So yeah, you all get plus 10. Nice.
19 plus 10 plus 3. Well, there you go. I think I'm well stealthed, don't I?
You're a ghost.
Exactly.
28 as well.
Oh, what?
Zero.
What?
Plus 10.
Well, see, you roll a one.
We're all ghosts. James is the big boulder from Indiana Jones.
Tell you what, you wait out here. We'll be back in a bit.
The problem with Scapes is he's just so enthusiastic about doling out that justice and collecting those jokes. And he sees this big castle and he's like, there's no way that these people have paid their land toll tax at all. And he's just like waffling and he just forgets himself. He's just too enthusiastic about the job, you know. And it's a good thing because not many people thoroughly enjoy their work. So you rolled a one, then you got minus one, plus 10. That is.
Is this an ability check?
Yes.
Can I add guidance as a cantrip?
Yes.
Roll a d4 and add that to it, James. Thank you. I just go up and it says I've got to do it with a touch, but I'm just going to slap him.
A 2, 12.
Okay, 12. Let me just check what.
Consult your notes.
Okay.
Turns around and goes.
So yeah, you do. I should probably roll for Dobby as well. Dobby.
Drew.
For Drew. Basically. He basically is, and the reason I said that is I was just reading the chat, and they've already made that comparison as well. Lekimekon cried at the age of 33 watching that scene with Dobby, which I shall not spoil now, to ruin the kind of element of the game and everything in the suspension of disbelief in the game for a second. The book is so much better than the film, and also fuck JK Rowling, you know, but yeah, the books are so much better. Like that scene, I watched the films first before I'd ever watched the Harry Potter films, right? That read the books. I watched the film and I didn't get it. Everyone's all like, oh, poor Dobby, and I was like, why? He's in the film for about 2 fucking minutes out of all 7 films, like what the fuck. But in the book he's such a prominent character. After he gets freed, he moves into the school and he starts up a rebellion of all the house elves and everything, and he's working in the kitchen and getting paid by Dumbledore, and it's him that helps Harry Potter win the underwater competition, the Goblet of Fire. He gives him, you know, so he's this really important character in the book. So when that bit happens, it is really, really sad. But in the films,
I've never guessed you're a Harry Potter fan based on the artwork behind your head.
Can you read that? Yeah, so I do.
Is that the missus, or is that you?
So the artwork was actually done by my sister, Gav, Hayley.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she gave it to us. Cool. You know what? I should know this. It's just as when my wife doesn't listen to the podcast because I should know this. It was either a wedding present, a Christmas present, or an anniversary present. It was one of those. And it does.
They got married on Christmas Day.
So basically, it's for anybody who can't see it on the little screen or anyone at home, on the back wall behind me, it is the
The Deathly Hallows
symbol. The Deathly Hallows symbol, yeah. As the A, and then it says always. And it says, so it says after all this time, and it's a Deathly Hallows, and it says
I'd imagine always. It's a wedding present, but...
You know what? I really should fucking know. But
very nice, I will say that.
As long as Hayley doesn't watch your podcast.
Well, she I'm more worried about my wife, to be honest. Considering the fact that our bedroom's upstairs and she always has a go for shouting, she's probably heard all of that anyway. Yeah. She'll come down and tell me off in a minute. Anyway, so back to the game. So there we go. So Droop needs to roll. He gets the plus 10 as well, and he rolls a total of... Yeah, he gets a total of 30. So, like, all of a sudden, like, he's just shuffling around, and you don't even know where he is. And for a brief second, you're really paranoid that he's just disappeared, and he's gonna fucking sound the alarm or something. And then he just pops up next to you, that shit-eating grin that he's always got. He's like, "Hi." So yeah, okay.
On you go then.
Now what? We're gonna go in, and he's all excited. It's like bloodlust in his eyes.
Yeah, looks like we're going in.
Gapes, are we sending him in first?
Who?
Because he's your little bitch, your Droopy.
Droop, do you mind going in first?
Yeah, sure, with a roll of 30, it's fine, nothing's going to see me. We're good. So Droop, scatters off in.
If he could go in and just... if he
clear
could
out.
Yeah. You've got
and then kill everyone. Like, that'd be great.
Can we ask him to have a quick scout around and just give us a thumbs up, you know?
If he can figure out where our first quarry is.
I'll tell him.
So basically, he runs in there and he's gone for probably not long before he just comes back and he just peeks his head out of the curtain. And he's like, right, so basically, this is what there is in this room. There is, oh shit, where's it gone? So basically this tower has almost completely collapsed, although there's still a little bit of space, open space in here. There's loads of like rotting crates and ancient barrels that's like there may have been some provisions stored here once upon a time, but I had a quick sneaky look, you know, but they're all empty, promise. And then there's a curtain just literally across another curtain. I had a tiniest little sneak in there, but I didn't see anything in there. I didn't want to go in, but I couldn't see anything in there. And there's a door. I didn't want to go through the door, I'm afraid. But yeah.
Should we follow up?
You coming?
Should we move in?
Yeah, fuck it. A sneak
in.
Oh, I chipped myself. And is that Droopy? Yeah.
That's Droopy.
Okay, God.
Robert, it's Droop.
He took his head clean off.
Ah, Goblin, you killed me. What have you done?
Okay.
Yeah.
So as I said, this is one of the towers that's crumbling away. There's a bit of floor space, but it's a quite cramped room once you're all in there. There are some barrels to the north wall through the canvas that you come through. It's all just like crumbled with debris and stuff from the tower that's collapsed above. Then there is on sort of like the opposite that, so it would be the southwest, again all crumbling and stuff there, but next to that you can see some barrels and some crates and stuff like that, but you can see they are all empty and there's no signs that there's been anything in there recently either. They're just empty boxes. Directly to the south, so almost directly opposite the entrance way that you came in, is that curtain that Droop mentioned, and on the east there is a door. What would you do?
Someone needs to peek behind the curtain.
I'll have a peek.
Yeah, let's Wizard of Oz this.
I'll have a peek behind the curtain.
Yes, please.
Roll me another stealth if you're going to do it sneakily.
Yarp. Is Pass Without a Trace still up?
Lost an hour.
That makes that 30. Easy.
Nice.
What?
Okay, so you have a look.
I've just realised that, yeah.
Go on, what have you realised? What have you noticed?
I've not noticed anything. I've made a bit of a fuck up. Guidance is a concentration. Will you please let me cancel out James's guidance?
Yes.
Thank you.
What?
That's fine. You would have known that, and you would have known you would have to have lost the other one. So we'll just retcon that and say that you didn't give James the guidance on the stealth check. So we're back to James's initial 10. However, even with a 10, nothing seems to have taken any notice of you guys.
Okay. Sorry, thank you. I'll bear that in mind.
Is he inside?
I'm in, yeah.
I think it's probably just underneath one of yours.
I'm behind Pock.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
There
you go. Maybe I'm underneath Millicent.
Yeah, there you go. Millicent has gone forward to peek behind this curtain. I did remove the thing, so you should be able to see what's in there. So basically, you can peek behind the curtain and you can see some more curtains. It looks like another little corridor. Can't see anything in there. Do you want to investigate? Feel free to move yourself through if you do.
I want to move in to that corridor.
Yeah.
Just literally one square.
Mm-hmm.
And just basically stay quiet for a second and see if I hear any voices.
Perception.
12.
Not anything really from where you're at. You can hear. So, yeah, you can hear. So from behind the curtain, very, very quietly, but... it doesn't sound like it's directly behind that curtain, because basically behind that curtain is the same room, and if you'd be able to hear it, so it sounds almost like it's coming through a wall from somewhere.
Okay, so no, nothing in like the immediate vicinity.
Nothing in the immediate vicinity.
Oh, I can tell. So I'll go back to them and just let them know.
That's fine.
Way up, basically, way up ahead. Maybe there's enemies, but nothing in the next room.
Can we put an ear to this other door? Yeah.
I'm putting an ear to the door.
Oh, sorry. Did you say there's a door in the other through the curtain?
I think I saw a door there, yeah.
Yeah, on the...
on the west side of that room.
West side?
West side?
I'm going to put an ear to the other door.
Well, then.
Go on, then.
Just literally, in real life, isn't it this weird game, isn't it? We all just describe exactly what we're doing as we're doing it. But what a few on jitters.
It's east. Never eat, shreddy wheat.
Never eat shredded wheat. East door, I'd like to just have a little listen, please.
Roll me a perception.
5 + 3, 8.
You don't hear anything. It's, yeah, you can't hear anything.
Can't hear anything through it, guys.
What sort of door is it?
Doors. It's a wooden door with reinforced iron banding. It's a standard door.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. General kind of, they give you like a general kind of guide of what the general building looks like, which you can remember. So basically, ceilings are 15 feet high unless I tell you otherwise. Interior doors are made of wood, reinforced with iron bands. They have no locks or keyholes. All right. The floors are cracked and uneven flagstones conceal a dirt floor underneath. So that's through some of the cracks in the floor, you can see just dirt underneath. There is a small amount of natural light filters through arrow sticks and things like that around the castle. So during the day, this provides dim light in most areas. So it is only dimly lit, if that means anything to you, anything. Okay. Exterior walls are all load-bearing. Interior walls, you don't know how thick they are. All of the arrow sits are back to the outside. All of the arrow sits in the castle walls are 10 feet above the outside ground level. So, yeah, you would not have been able to have seen any of the beds and stuff inside earlier on.
Okay.
But that doesn't matter too much.
I would like to check that door for traps.
Roll me. I never know if it's perception or investigation. I think it's perception if you're looking for stuff generally. An investigation is when more like when you're rummaging, I think.
Okie doke. Perception. 15 plus 3, 18.
You do not find any traps.
Good stuff.
Do we want to go through the next room? I was going to speak to Droopy first and ask him, like, does he know... Do you know where the... leader's headquarters would be in this place? You said you've been here before.
I have only been in the barracks, which is just at the front, and in the mess hall, which is just at the front. I, honest with you, no idea where this room is that we are right now. I've never been in here before. Okay. I've never been in that corridor before. I've never been, as far as I'm aware, on the other side of that door before. One would presume that he's probably made himself... He's a king. King Grol. He's probably in the back room.
King of the Hill. I would say that if we were to follow this round through the curtain and then head west, we head to where he's just described, the front of the building, the dinner hall. So maybe there's not much going on that way.
All right, we'll go through this door.
through the door.
Sounds like a plan.
if we can take down the leader before he's able to call for any backup, that's probably a good idea.
No, we can use his head to scare everyone else off. Like we just like mount his head on a spike.
I'm not sure we need to go that far, but okay.
Have we got any correspondence? If we are discovered as a red brands, have we got any items on us that could back up our red brandness? We've got a scroll.
Plus one longsword.
Got the longsword.
Right. I think we just need to be convincing.
Yeah.
We'll have an opportunity, really.
I can be intimidating. I can pretend to be the new guy.
Last half point two.
Yeah, new guy down in Fandolin.
Well, I think our story, if we have one dressed as red bands, is that we are looking for Glassstaff because of the kerfuffle that happened.
We come with news.
And an ultimatum.
And then the news will be on the end of your sword.
Yeah.
With a plus one.
Here's the news.
Start spreading
might work.
Said news.
Should we take the doorway?
Through the door?
Go through the door. Cool. Right. Okay, so you go through the door. Bit of a funny shaped corridor. Looks a bit like one of those awkward Tetris pieces that like looks like stairs. So directly opposite you in that room is another door. As you go up, it opens up into a square about 10 feet by 20 feet. And then just to the south, you can see another curtain, which I'm hoping
simultaneous
you can't see through.
Curtain and door checks.
Yeah.
How are you doing this right now? Are you being stealthy?
Very, very sneaky, peeking around the curtain.
Like stealth checks from everybody again, please. Bear in mind, you still have that plus 10.
Yay! Can't be as bad as last time.
Plus 10, 22, plus 3,
25. Nice.
16.
Is that with disadvantage because you're wearing heavy armour?
Yeah, that's with disadvantage.
That's good. What was
that's me?
Next 23. Person? 23. And Millicent?
27.
Lovely. Okay, cool. Right, so as I say, you're in this weird kind of room with two little offshoots. To the west is where you came from. To the east, there's a door. To the south, there's a curtain.
Can we get our goblin in here, please? I can't control it.
You should be able to.
Well, I can't. It's not my fault.
Sort your goblin out.
Unless it's something to do with the fact that maybe you just can't control more than one piece. But I have set it so that you can control him. But never mind. Just tell me where you want him to put it. That's easy.
I'm peeking a tiny, tiny piece of the curtain and just having a little eye through.
Okay. What was your stealth?
23.
Nice. Okay. Roll me perception.
17.
Okay. Okay, so you have a little peek, and basically stood in that room, you notice something that maybe you're not quite so familiar with. Looks kind of like a goblin. It's not a bugbear, not quite as big as a bugbear, but wearing quite heavy armour, and it's big. Goblins are like 3 foot. This one is like maybe 5 feet tall.
Is that the governor?
It's a...
Grog.
Is that Hobgoblin?
It's a Hobgoblin.
Hobgoblin.
Oh, it has not noticed you yet. What do you do?
There's something next to him as well.
I'm going to turn and face everyone.
It's talking, so you can tell. Do you speak Goblin? Any of you speak Goblin? Duke would tell you.
I don't know. Common and Dwarvish.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so basically, he's talking to something else in Goblin about how fucking boring it is, and they can't wait to crack on and do something exciting. You know, why have we come all the way down here? You know, this castle is just, you know, it's meant to be this great kind of launching pad, you know, but like, fuck me, it's boring. Can't wait till it's my turn to go out on patrol and stuff like that.
I think, can we send Droop in there and say that he's had orders from up high and they need to go on patrol.
I think we should just sneak past them and go straight into the next room, because that looks like the barracks to me.
It might get rid of them out of the castle, side, at least.
We know the barracks is on the west side.
Oh.
I think, don't we? I thought that's what you said.
Yeah. I can see four beds in there.
The barracks and the hall.
Or perhaps we're talking about the sort of division of the stronger enemies. Do you know what I mean? Like, the little shitty goblins are at the front. These are sort of slightly better.
I'm going to minor illusion in my hand a picture of a hobgoblin.
That'll work.
With times two above it. There we go.
Oh, that's lovely.
Nice. Cool.
We don't think we can get Droop in there, so get him to fuck off now.
I think for now, whilst we've got an hour of stealthiness, I think we should use it. I think as much as we can under our stealth, I think we should. Once that runs out, then let's fuck shit up.
So go and come back. Okay. So go and then come back and send Droop in.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we should. While we've got a plus 10 score, let's have a look around, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this door that Burr's next to, did you detect anything off of that? Have you not done that yet?
We haven't done that yet. We've been dealing with Kurt. So you were listening by that door. Roll me perception. Burr.
Roll perception.
I do like the sending Droop in, though.
But while you've got that spell up, it might be worth using it.
15 for perception.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, you're right next to it, and the voices in there are being quite loud. You hear in common, a heated conversation. One person who sounds a deal is a deal. You promised us the map. We have the money and you shall deliver the map as agreed. And then the other voice is really gruff and sounds more goblin-y, but it is in common. And it's like, well, possession is 9/10 of the law. Right now, I've got the map. It's my property. If you want it, well, we've had some difficulty. I lost an entire platoon of forces trying to stop this group for you, and therefore the price has gone up.
All right, that sounds like Glassstaff's around there somewhere, and
Glassstaff and the Black Spider.
Yeah.
Potentially. Well,
I think Glassstaff can grow, yeah.
Oh, we can get a jump on him.
Shit.
I can make some pretty weird shit happen in that room right now if you want me to.
Do you have to have line of sight, though, to do things like that?
I'm having a look now.
Hey!
Oh, guys, what do we do?
If we can distract them and then come up behind them and just whack them.
Run away!
Whack them.
I mean, if we make any noise in the room to the east, the people in the room to the south are going to notice straight away and come running.
Yeah.
We're in a shitty place. And
we
also
now know the lay of the land. Well, we could do our plan. We could try and get Droop to take out the southern two.
Yeah.
First plan.
That might be an idea now.
The only thing which way are those guys going to come out of the room? Are they going to come out of the room?
Did we see... I know you only picked your eye around the corner. In that moment, did you see if there was another exit of that room?
I know from the perimeter check that below that room... I can kind of maybe calculate that there was a door and some stairs and a path, another entrance. So they could leave.
If you come out to them through the curtain, they're going to think you've come from the leaders' quarters. So you can say you've got news from the leaders that there's enemies around the other side, and then he can lead them out there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you can try.
it's an idea.
Yeah.
Either that, or we head back outside and see if there's any more vantage points into the room with King Grohl and Glassstaff from the east side of the building.
So I like where we are.
Okay. So I'm just going to give you a little bit of a reminder that there is just a curtain with a hobgoblin and maybe more. And there's a certain little point where I'm going to have to draw the line of how much is out of character and how much you're making plans in character. So need to bear in mind that you can't really be having a full-blown conversation. Of course, there's nothing to stop you with that in mind. Just go, you know what, let's go back to that other room and have this conversation.
Well, I think we wouldn't be able to tell Droopy what to do right where we're standing anyway.
So let's move back out.
I'm back in, I've gone.
Yeah. We're moving back out.
I gave it some time because I thought, you know, the thing is, we're a new group and there's nothing wrong with having an out-of-character conversation to make plans and stuff. But when you start talking about what you're going to do in regards to Droop and stuff, it becomes more in-character.
Yeah.
I love just the idea of 10 enemies walking into a room of people just talking to each other. Yeah, going, right,
exactly. You did roll incredibly well in all of this.
Behind a curtain, yeah.
But, yeah.
Brilliant.
Before we do that, I kind of want to check where Millicent, through the curtain.
There's nothing in that room. So if you want to go ahead and...
Connected to this room. No.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying...
Is that a dog leg type room?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. And maybe if we send Droop through the main entrance, like the entrance that comes from the leader's hall, it might make him more believable. And then they can run out here, run out north, while we hide in this little bit to the east.
Yeah, I think I concur.
You know what I mean? So we'd kind of all go here, then Droop would go down here and go, new orders from the leaders, we've got to go this way, come on, quick. Snarf, all the way up and out.
Shall we move here, and then either way they leave, we won't be seen?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, but
good idea. We'll be on a curtain then.
Come through that room. I got a feeling they're going to come that way.
I think we're better off just being outside of this curtain. Just straight up outside.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see that.
So if we're outside and they run outside.
Which way are they going to go?
Well, I mean, if we go here,
we're protected eye line above and below, and we can at least make a choice.
I thought we were assuming that this was the same room.
As the one with the bib.
No, I think there's a room between those things. From what I could see, it went round the corner, but not far enough to kind of get over here. It seemed to sort of end about here.
Okay.
I think there's something else between. Going by what you see through this curtain.
And but at the end of the day, we can't predict which way they're going to go.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be convincing enough to be like, follow me. Like, he can try. I don't necessarily know that's going to work. Let's just get him on the move, see what the fuck happens.
Yeah.
Let's do it and hide.
Yeah. Which way are we going? Behind the curtain?
I'm
hiding here. Yeah. I'm getting in these, between these barrels and boxes.
I might hide here.
Okay.
I don't know really what we're...
No, I'm a bit confused.
What are you talking about hiding the boxes for? I'm so confused myself about this. You've gone from
I'm going to go here and I'm going to hide behind the curtain.
You're hiding. So
I'm going to stay there, yeah.
Right, so you've gone back into the original entrance room. Then you've gone south through to the other, through the first curtain into the other corridor. So you can see.
That's where I'm going.
You can see from there if you move forward, it's an empty corridor. To your west is a door, to your east is a door, and then to the south is that initial second curtain which we were mucking around with the settings on earlier on. So again, this hot corridor is fairly choked with rubble around, but like to try and clot, it's more like the rubble, like I said before, it's the towers are crumbled down and the ceiling from above is crumbled down, like it doesn't, you wouldn't be able to climb over it at all or anything like that.
Right, okay. It seems that there is a door in front of me here, so that could go to the room that those bugbears are in.
Okay.
So as long as Droop can take them the other way, we're
take
them
up and out the secret entrance. Yeah. Would they use the secret entrance?
As long as he says there's there's people that way.
I thought if he emerges from the secret entrance, then he looks like he's come from the leader's chambers. Yeah. And then they're probably going to flee out the other entrance, which is this way.
Down the bottom?
That's why I was thinking we should have hit in the antechamber sort of area, the weird Tetris room. You see what I mean?
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Is that my making sense?
Yeah.
They would go through a door, not a secret flap, wouldn't they?
So that is kind of like we'd all...
Change your plan.
back up. The plan. Where are we going? Back up to the okay, I'm following.
Right, before we do anything.
Go for it.
Can I?
Droop's like, come on, guys. I've seen you guys. Make we up can your do mind. It. We can do it. Let's just slit their throats, storm in there. Ah, we can do it.
So yeah, I was just going to say, Droop, you understand the plan, but...
No, I don't. What's your plan? No,
I don't think we even understand the plan.
Droop, is we're going to all go into the antechamber, then you're going to burst out of the curtain like you've come from the bosses and be like, the bosses have told us there's enemies in the woods. We've got to go out on a patrol.
Woods, and then them woods out to the south. Woods to the south.
If you can, lose them in the woods and then come find us.
Okay. Sure.
Good luck.
We could certainly try the bosses.
If not, let's have like Burr right next to the curtain.
It doesn't. Yeah,
eight times before they do move if we need to.
But
this, he doesn't have to go with them. He can just tell them that the orders have been placed.
Right. can you roll me a persuasion?
I can roll in intimidation.
Who wants to roll persuasion? What? I've got plus five persuasion.
I've had enough of your shit.
I think it's going to need to be Scapes.
It's going to be Scapes, isn't it? Yeah.
I just rolled five on investigation. I rolled investigation. That was wrong anyway.
Well, So you rolled a one plus four for investigation. So if you rolled a one, what's your plus on persuasion?
Four.
So it's the same.
Oh, no, on intimidation.
Oh, intimidation. Yeah. What's your plus on the intimidation?
Four.
So it's the same. It's a five. Yeah, I'm happy for it to be an intimidation rather than a persuasion. That's fine. He's like, remember the whole bit about me not really wanting to put myself in harm's way. I don't mind running up and stabbing someone in the back, like, if they're fighting you. But going off on my own...
If this works, we'll give you one of your shoes back.
Let's just, like... Just one of my shoes. Nah, like, I'm all right. I'm starting to get some calluses building up. I'm all right. Don't need shoes. But
so, after all that, let me just...
Look, here's the thing, right? Okay, I appreciate that you as players have come up with an idea and it's really cool. But as I say, don't really want to put myself in harm's way. If, like, here's some holes in your plan, right? First, why would I be coming in through the sneaky way and not through the main door at the front? And then two, who are the bosses? And three, what if that's their station? You know, what if it's a case of their order is, no, you stay here and you guard no matter what. And then, like, they don't go anywhere. And then what do I do? Like, I think that really, because you rolled so badly, I'm going to give you the devil's advocate argument on why this is not such a great plan. Had you rolled a little bit better, I'd have gone for it.
Droop is too sick to do it. That's fine.
Balls up the bath.
That's what we're brave. So I say we go to the curtain, let Burr have at them and just go and kick their heads in.
Let's just go straight into the people we came here for.
I think you've got a couple of options, right? So I don't really know the back of this place, right? But here we go, right? You've got a corridor just down there to the south, which seems empty, and then another curtain. There's two doors. The door in the east seems to me like we've got a curtain. Let's try and make this as accurate as possible for the podcast listeners. It seems like there's two entrances which appear as though they probably go into the same room. So you could just set up a sneak attack and pincer into that room if you want to take out these hobgoblins. You've currently got this fancy druid spell going on, which means you could try and sneak around the rest of this castle and get a better lay of the land if you wanted to take advantage of that. Alternatively, you could try and do some kind of Navy SEAL mission and burst straight through the door in the east where you heard the Nazi sounding guy and King Grohl talking and hope that you can just get in there, do your business and get out before anybody else notices. I would say that that's kind of your options. But we've currently got perfect situation to set up a surprise attack on both the hobgoblins and whoever is behind that door, or you can sneak somewhere else in this place. It's kind of really up to you guys what you want to do, though, because I'm just the GM.
The goblin.
Yeah.
The goblin master.
I reckon we're just going to kick these, going to try and take all glass stuff and his mate.
Yeah, I think if we create too much noise with the hobgoblins...
They could come and do us in the back, yeah? So maybe taking them out first quickly and quietly might be the best option.
Yeah, I think we
should
do that.
So, if we head to the bottom of the room the hobgoblins are in,
I think,
distract them with our red brandness, and then someone's behind the curtain to slit some throats.
I think that you still all rolled well enough on our sneak rolls that you're going to get a surprise round. So it's just setting up the ambush. Now, in regards to me going in first, not a bad idea, but I think perhaps going through the front door rather than the back door, which is the door that they are guarding. They might be a bit confused why they're guarding that door and then someone's coming through the behind. Doesn't make much sense. Well, so
should I come in the front?
Perhaps. If you want me to go in, if I was to just open the front door, stick my head in and go, oh, we're under attack, and then run away, maybe if we roll well enough on our persuasion or deception rolls, then they will follow me, and then you can set up like a kind of pincer attack in this corridor as they run in here, and then maybe like a couple of people can hang around in this room in the middle where they will might follow me into, and then a couple other people could then go through the back through the curtain and get them from behind, perhaps. Rather than hiding it in a barrel like Bilbo Baggins.
Oh, I'm really glad to tell your shoes now.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
I like that. I like standing behind the door with my sword ready.
Just to clarify, this is the front door when we're referring to front door.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Okay.
And
so,
the curtain is
two, one behind the curtain.
Well, definitely Burr should be that way. Because
Droop entering down here.
Yeah.
If that goes fuck up and they don't, they're not convinced by Droop, we've got the attack from up here still.
Yeah, and then we can still run
in. Two of us in wait here, one of us in wait here.
I'll stay in this room because I want to range.
And the other thing as well, there's another curtain in this corridor. So perhaps somebody could stand behind that curtain. Someone could stand behind this wall. And then I'll get to this door. Open it, go, we're under attack, and then run away behind the curtain. They'll run and follow me, and then they've got, all of a sudden, been attacked from either side here, whilst the other two then run through the curtain by Grohl's room and then come up behind him through that door. Does that make a bit more sense?
And that, listeners, is how you get your DM to plan your attack for you.
Well, the thing is that in all fairness, we've been sat here for 30 minutes talking about how we're going to take out these hobgoblins.
We should be dead.
I think I should stand here because I'm a bottleneck. So if there's rain people...
Here's the plan.
I need space if I wild shape, so I'm going to stay in the biggest room.
Maybe I should stand there then.
I'm going over here.
I mean, you've got smaller shapes. You don't necessarily have to turn into the dire wolf or the bear. You could turn into a normal wolf. Not quite as tasty, but it would only take up medium space.
If you go here, you can be in big shape because there's four there. Like if Millicent is behind that curtain there.
The thing is, so if you could hide down because you're little as a gnome, you could try and hide down in that rubble. I would allow that because you're very small. And because ultimately all they've got to do is run through and then you go boof and you could pop up.
Yeah, I can do it.
And that way it blocks that door so they can't run away. But then you want to have, if you're going to do that, you're probably better to have scapes come up the rear to block off their escape backwards.
Well, so maybe I should go behind that curtain.
So I would say that scapes goes back into that original corridor where you were listening when you first found out what was there. So when you've got where Burr is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you were to wait there, that would be my suggestion. And then one person, Millicent, maybe behind this other curtain to the south.
Yeah.
Duke can then
ranged attack.
Yeah. Maybe Burr can then wait kind of here in that room behind the wall. And then Scape can just come up and block the door behind him when they leave. If it works, there will be some dice rolls. Let's find out how that plan goes after the break.
Finally.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to take... we've got 16 viewers. There's been some cool chat in there. People, yeah, there's a lot to go through. Thanks, everyone. We've got 16 people. So a couple of people just joined us just as we're going on the break. So thanks for joining us, but sorry that you've joined at the wrong time. Please hang around for like 10 minutes. We're going to have a wee... get a drink, come back. Hopefully we'll be faster than that. But otherwise, Lecky Mekon was again great with some advice. He was questioning the whole talking behind this curtain. So I had been chatting as well in the chat, and basically what I said was, you've got the pass without a trace. You rolled exceptionally well on your stealth. So I allowed it for a short amount of time before I stepped in, and then said. So yes, yeah, cool. And they've been talking about they laughed because when I did my absolute best Nazi impersonation for one of the voices. So they were laughing about that. Someone made a comment about, was it Nazi or Count Chocula? So it's great that people are engaged with us. We really do appreciate it, guys. We're going to go on a break. So while you're waiting, do us a favor, man. Like, you know, drop us a review. You've got nothing else to do for the next 10 minutes while you're waiting. Go on iTunes or go on Podcast Addict and drop us a review. Go on YouTube, you know, and give us some love or something, guys. Because why the fuck not? I'm a dirty whore and I'm begging you. Right.
That's good, man. Just put it out there.
This is it. Put it out there. Right, guys. I'll see you in 5 minutes, all right?
I'll see you later.
Thank you.
The D&D Show would like to thank Sorco Soundscapes on YouTube for the music used in this recording. Find him on Twitter at Sorco Sounds. Thank you to Lewis Gell for writing our theme tune. Find him on Twitter at LewisSWGell. And thank you to our very own James Bly for creating the new incredible orchestral arrangement. Lastly, from all of us here at the D&D Show, thank you for downloading our podcast. You are amazing. We'll see you next time. The D&D Show is unofficial fan content permitted under the fan content policy and is not approved or endorsed by Wizards. Portions of the materials used are property of Wizards of the Coast LLC.
Danger, mystery, intrigue. Think you've heard all that actual play podcasts have to offer? Think again. I'm Nate Peterson. The dungeon master for... Yes, Stuart, what can I do for you?
I know naught of this, Stuart. My name is Dweezil Vansafir, the Bard of Bards.
Well, firstly, your name's Stuart and you're from Yorkshire. Secondly, I don't know if you've noticed, I'm trying to record an advert for our show.
Well, firstly, in your parlance, I've never even heard of this Yorkshire. And secondly, if there is a show to be advertised, then surely it should be I, Dweezil Vansafir, to do the advertising.
I wouldn't have thought so. I mean, surely this is a job for me as the Dungeon Master.
Perhaps a, song.
No, I certainly don't think it's time for a song.
Five adventurers, brave and true, strong of will and strong of arm, a band unbreakable through and through, they protect each other from insult and harm. What more persuasion could one require? Tune in to hear our tales.
Dice and Desire. You see, Stuart, words do have power, but certainly not as much power as the Dungeon Master. Join me as I corral my merry band of misfits who Storm King's Thunder every week on Dice and Design, a 5e actual play podcast.
Here at Pen and Slabs, we take our episodes seriously. Observe!
Natural one.
Confounded dragon. I must prepare for next week.
Why? What are we doing next week, Bellray?
The same thing we do every week, Dragon. Try to accent the world.
It's Penance. It's Penance RPG.
Penance RPG. The definition of insanity.